Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, welcome back. 2 hours down, 2 hours to go here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Beamer in for Bellavia. 2 days only. It's a two-day-only show. And then David will be back. I know you're happy to hear that. Then Wednesday I'll be in for Bowerly. And then Thursday I'll be back to my normal morning shift. So I appreciate you putting up with me. Appreciate the calls, the texts. You guys are great. I always say, best audience in radio right here on News Radio 930. WBEN, a tough one, as we talked about the last 2 hours. And, you know, obviously I'll continue to take calls and texts on your emotions with the Bills. I mean, I think we're all feeling it today. So if you're late to the show and want to comment, we'll obviously take that. But moving on to something we talked about on Hardline yesterday. It was pretty much the main focus of Hardline yesterday, and that was this natural gas ban. You're hearing a lot of back and forth, you know, it's being overblown by the media. I want it to start in 2025. So Governor Kathy Hochul was in town, and our Tim Wenger asked this question.
You mentioned in your address to the crowd, that you were without power. A lot of people were without power, as we all know. Are you holding firm on your deadlines for 2025? 2030, 2035 for the changes in natural gas energy?
We need to make sure that we're doing things in a smart way. And again, power goes out regardless. And what we're talking about is positioning ourselves so we can handle the storm events. I mean, these are all effects of climate change. We have to have the reality check. So I know there's criticism of saying that we are going to transition someday to from fossil fuel generated power, but no one is taking away anyone's gas stove. They're not being shut down. They're going to continue for sale. So there's also a lot of hyperbole and exaggeration around what's being proposed, but it also focuses on New York State as part of being a leader to make sure that we can handle these storms in the present, but also averting them in the future. That's what our plan is, to make sure that we protect our environment, and there's a lot of smart ways to do that. So we're going to continue on that path, but always step back and make sure we're doing the right thing for New Yorkers.
Those dates, the 2025, that seems to be what people are most concerned about, being able to meet those deadlines.
They don't have to buy something new at that time. I think there's, again, people are saying...
Well, if you build a new home, you do.
Well, building new homes is what we're looking for, yes, yes.
And in 2030,
yes.
So the deadlines are made.
Yes.
So no one's looking to take your gas stove, which I don't remember anyone saying that New York State was going to come take your gas stove. I think the reporting has been pretty close to what she admitted to right there, was the ban on new builds in 25 and the ban on sale of gas appliances in 2030. Again, just be honest and come right out and say that. I don't know. Maybe there is some extreme media that's saying the state's trying to take your gas stove. I haven't heard that. I've never heard someone say the state's trying to take your gas stove. But the state is looking to ban sales of gas stoves in 2030. They're going to stop new builds in 25. We did a whole show on this last summer. Someone brought it to our attention. Remember that, Jimmy? Someone brought to the attention that some new builds were on hold because they didn't know what the state was going to do about this ban on natural gas in new builds. Well, now we know. She just admitted it there. 2025. And this is what turns people off of politics. It feels like every week I have to do a rant on why people aren't following politics. And guess what? Completely understandable. You know, if I didn't host Hardline, I probably wouldn't. I would probably follow politics less now than I did when I was in high school. In high school, I had a lot of fun following politics. I thought it was, you know, this is fun. Know what the two sides think, what their policies are. But now it's exhausting. Politics are exhausting. And you've got two sides of the aisle constantly going after each other, saying it's their fault. No, it's their fault. And you've got politicians that just can't come out and say, why does it have to be this roundabout way? I mean, the answer from the governor there was like me writing an essay in high school, you know, because I knew it needed to be three paragraphs. So I found the longest way around getting to what I wanted to say. I also was never really good at writing the essay portion of a test. Please don't go find my old test essays. It would be very embarrassing. But that's what that reminds me of. Just finding any way, the longest way around really saying what the answer is. The answer is New York State. There, I forgot what the committee's called. But this Committee on Climate Change has recommended phasing out natural gas. That is the truth. That's not a conservative spin. That's not a conservative spin. That's not right-wing media. That is the honest, out of the Albany Times Union truth. Okay? That's why we are where we are. And the governor agrees with it. The governor has the support in Albany. So just come out and say it. No one believes that they're going to get a, hey, we got the truck here. It's time for us to take your stove and your dryer. No one has said that. No one believes that. What they are saying, and what, you know, people who are in the construction industry, and we'd like to hear from you at 803-0930, that they are going to stop building with the potential for natural gas. Now, I can only imagine, and tell me if I'm way off on this, I can only imagine 2025 comes around. You stop building, I believe you stop building with the ability to use natural gas, right? Am I understanding that right? That's what it means, a ban on new builds, is you wouldn't have the input for a gas stove for, Jimmy, they still have gas dryers, right? Gas dryers. I'm understanding that right? New builds means you wouldn't have the input to use natural gas. I think I'm getting that right. Can you imagine being in the middle of a project and the state of New York says, you know what? We're going to ease off that now. We're going to ease off. I would think that might be a difficult property to sell in 2026. I could get that completely wrong. But it does seem like the truth of the matter, again, just this roundabout way of just saying what the truth is. These are the goals. This is the end date. Now, for years, I grew up, my parents have, I think, always had an electric stove, right? I never had a gas stove until I moved into the apartment I'm in now. And no, I didn't get a gas stove so I could, hey, look at me. I am, if you know anything about me, I'm not the kind of person to do something to, hey, look at me, I'm taking a stand. But we moved into this place last October, and by last, I mean 2021, and they had a gas stove. And I have to say, that gas stove cooks better than any electric stove my parents ever had. I mean, that thing is amazing. But again, I'm not one of these people that's just so tied to, I don't care what I'm cooking on. I can cook on an electric stove, a gas stove. My big thing is and I don't care if it's Democrats, I don't care if it's Republicans, conservatives, liberals, I don't care. I don't want someone telling me what I can and can't use in my own home. If I want to use a gas stove, if I am a restaurant and want to use gas appliances because they are more efficient, they do cook better. Even if that's not true and you just believe that, I don't want the state telling me what I can and can't cook with. It just, to me, seems ridiculous. It seems absolutely ridiculous. And let's not even, you know, we are so focused right now on this 2030 ban. And again, it's not just right wingers. I love how this is always the thing. Right wing media, blah, blah, blah. Fox News. It's not just people on the right who are saying this is not a good idea. There are people on the left side of the political aisle. A good example is Joe Manchin, who are saying we just can't sustain this. We cannot sustain the extra use of electricity. But we're putting all this focus on the natural gas ban, the appliance ban. We're completely forgetting that this state wants to do away with gas-powered cars by 2035. We've completely forgotten that. And hey, I think both are ridiculous. But I'm sure what I'm about to say, I'm going to get a text that, you know, Joe, you've turned into a millennial liberal. I am much more concerned about a ban on gas-powered cars living in Buffalo, New York, where we get snow, where you might be, you know, stuck in your car for a while. I feel much more, I am much more worried about the 2035 ban on gas-powered cars than I am on the appliance issue. Now, again, I think it's ridiculous to ban gas-powered appliances. As someone who has a gas-powered stove now, yeah, those things work amazingly. They're very efficient. But I'm going to tell you right now, I think it's going to be more of an issue when all of our cars have to be electric. When all new purchase cars have to be electric by 2035. To me, that's going to be the bigger issue. When we all have to make sure our cars are plugged in at night. We all have to make sure we have enough power to get to and from work. And hey, if it's cold outside, that battery is going to drain a little bit while you're inside working. That's what I'm a little more worried about. I don't know about you. And again, you can be yelling at your radio saying, oh, this is such a right-wing talking point. I always say this, and you probably are sick of me saying this. I have a lot of friends who politically are the complete opposite of me. Okay? A lot. I don't have one friend who thinks the ban on appliances or cars is a good idea. Okay? And we are talking about people who I've had some political, heated political conversations with. They've all ended in respect, obviously. They're still good friends of mine. But I don't know one, not one, who says this is a good idea. So I don't think this is a political thing. I don't think this is a left versus right thing. I think this is a small side of one political aisle saying it's a good idea. You've got some members of that political side that are just keeping quiet. But I do think a majority of people, if they spoke up, if we took political parties away and just said, this is an idea, right? We didn't tie a party next to it. We didn't say this is the Democrats, this is the Republicans. If we just said this is an idea, again, take the politics out of it, I would almost guarantee a majority of New Yorkers, yes, including downstate New Yorkers, would say this is an awful idea. And I think you get that from people who don't even own gas appliances. It wouldn't even affect them. They're going to tell you this is an awful idea. But again, as much as I think I still am of the opinion, and I know we had State Senator Rob Ort on last week, and you know he said this is going to happen, and I do think in some way this is going to happen, but maybe this is just my optimistic view. I find it very hard to believe this is going to go full effect 2030. I do. I find this very hard to believe that 2030, we are actually going to tell Home Depot they have to stop selling gas-powered appliances. I don't see that happening. I think it will happen in a form of what they're saying now. Maybe the new builds thing goes through. I hope it doesn't, but maybe it does. But I just find it very difficult that the state of New York is going to go to all these stores and say, hey, pack up your gas-powered appliances and get them out of our state. I do think eventually enough representatives in Albany will get pushback from their districts. I don't care how red or blue their districts are. They will get some sort of pushback where this doesn't go in the full effect that it's proposed right now. And again, maybe, Joe, that's wishful thinking. Maybe I'm just way too optimistic. Maybe I wish for the best. Because you know what? I said the same thing about plastic bags, and they did tell all the stores to get rid of their plastic bags. So I've been wrong before. But like I said, I don't want the focus on these gas-powered appliances to take away, because I think a lot of you have forgotten about what's going on in 2035. I know Lauren Fix hasn't forgotten, but I think a lot of you have forgotten what the state wants to do in 2035. And in my opinion, that is so much more of an issue with me than the appliances. I think they're both awful. I hate the idea of the state telling you that you can or can't have this in your home. But if we're gonna put a ban on gas-powered cars by 2035, that you can't buy a new one after 2035, that is so much more of an issue. And I really don't want to have that, you know, get the back page of the headlines, because that is something that's going to affect, in my opinion, far more people. Far more people are going to be affected by the fact that, hey, you better convert your garage to a charging station, because the next car you buy is going to have to be an electric car. That is going to affect literally everyone listening to my voice. 803-0930, star 930. I'd like to know your thoughts on this. And I'd also like to know, people that work out in construction, you know, what does this mean for building now? They're putting this ban in 2025. What does that mean for you? And, you know, when do you stop putting the natural gas inputs into homes? 803-0930, star 930. And for those of you that prefer gas-powered appliances over electric appliances, just tell us the benefit of a gas-powered stove. I can tell you, but I think people are sick of hearing my voice. So 803-0930, star 930. That's the number to get on. It's also the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. And again, I want to go back to something because someone just texted it in. I've never heard, okay? Tell me where I'm wrong. I've never heard any media outlet say that the state is going to ban what is in your house right now. All I've heard is they're going to ban the sale of these appliances by 2030. Again, I just have a huge problem thinking that's going to happen. I think something will happen in 2030. I don't think it'll be that. I just cannot see. Number one, I can't see the grid being expanded that much in 7 years. I can't see the grid being expanded in 12 years for all the new cars that are going to be charging. But I can't imagine the grid expanding. And if you know anything about the electric grid, I'd love to talk to you as well, 803-0930. But, you know, we heard Tim Myers yesterday. We heard Pat Gallivan yesterday. Both say the grid as it stands right now cannot take the extra stress. And that's, again, that's not coming from them. That's coming from experts they've talked to, right? Don't listen to me. Listen to the experts. If the experts are saying we don't have the grid right now, okay, well, instead of blaming the media for blowing it out of proportion, instead of saying you're not getting the full story, how about you do address the obvious questions? I just haven't seen those addressed yet. All I hear is we're looking to go to eliminate, to lessen our carbon footprint. We're looking. Okay, well, how are you going to address the extra stress on the electric grid? Is it that difficult to answer? It must be. It must be that difficult to answer. But you know what? We have a lot of intelligent people out there. Maybe you could answer it. Maybe you could answer, how does the state address the number one issue? If you're asking people to go electric, if you're saying you can no longer buy gas-powered appliances after 2030, the obvious question is, okay, what needs to be done to the electric grid? Or can anything be done? I mean, how much work has to be done? I heard yesterday, I believe, Senator Gallivan said you'd have to do, you know, 3 or 4 times what we have now for the extra cars, the extra appliances. Let's hear from you. 803-0930, star 930. It's Beamer in for Bella Via. Taking your calls after this on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Beamer in for Bellavia here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you for spending part of your afternoon with me. We appreciate it. Talking about the gas ban, the natural gas ban. Again, that's the focus, but there's also a, automobile gas ban, new sales going in effect in 2035 that I feel like is being overshadowed by this 2030 announcement, and just the lack of being honest. Again, you don't have to agree, but I do think people would be a little happier if you're just honest about it, right? And maybe address the questions that everyone has. But again, we make this into a political thing because that's what we do in 2023. Everything's political, right? Hey, everything you do, someone's going to make political. It gets exhausting. But like I said, if you took politics out of this, you didn't tie Governor Hochul's name to this with a party alliance, and you just put this idea out there, a majority of the state would say this is wrong. I was going to say stupid, but let's go with wrong. Most people would disagree if you didn't have a party affiliation with it. Again, this is why I get so upset with politics. Not everything has to be political. Most people think this is wrong, and most people disagree with this. But you make it political, then you have people that have one letter next to the name say, oh, I've got to defend this. It's just like with the classified documents. Right? This person had more of a reason than that person, or this person. No. Take the politics out of it. Both were wrong. Take the politics out of this. This is wrong. We'll start in Somerset with Mark. Mark, what do you feel about this potential ban and the stress on the grid?
Oh, okay. I'm on, right?
You are, Mark.
Okay. First of all, you're all over the board there, but I could talk for like an hour. But anyway, these people who want to everything electric, get rid of gas, they're going to destroy Hochul. She's going to destroy the propane industry. They already got rid of Somerset, the Huntley plant, which when they built Somerset in the 70s, the 80s, early 80s, that power went to New York City. And we are generating power out of the power vistas, and it's going right to the city. And I just think, I'm just sick and tired of getting beat up. What's your theory?
All right. Hey, Mark, I will say this. I think there's a lot of questions. And yeah, there's potential of, what about this? What about this? What about this? The problem is the governor doesn't want to seem to answer it. The governor gives a roundabout way to answer yes, 2025 ban, yes, 2030 ban, but doesn't really get into specifics. And I think that adds to the frustration, right? I don't know what Mark meant that I was all over the place, but hey, whatever. But that adds to the frustration. The lack of just a clear answer. This is why people hate politics. The lack of a clear answer. There was no clear answer, except for yes to the ban in 2025 and 2030. But these questions are out there. Most people are asking these questions. Again, I will point to Hardline yesterday. We had a Democrat on who's asking these same questions. So it's not a right-wing conspiracy. It's not right-wing media. These are real questions by some people who voted for you. And again, it's not just Democrats. It's not just Republicans. Both politicians on both sides. The lack of giving an honest, clear answer. This is what turns people off of politics. 100%. Let's go to Jim in Cheektowaga, who has another good question. Hey, Jim.
The question is, well, I actually got two of them.
All right.
With the fire. Okay, first one is, they're going to lay off a lot of people in these industries. Mm-hmm. That's going to add on to the unemployment. People ain't thinking that way. And they're going to get laid off. Then they're going to go on welfare. The next thing, they're out on the street living. Now, you have to think that way, too. There are going to be a lot of people laid off. Salesmen and people who build gas stoves. They're going to be all out of a job. What are you going to do?
Well, I think it's also going to hurt the appliance industry. Because
yeah. They're going to get laid off, too. All those people. The salesmen, the builders, and the repairmen, they're going to have nothing to repair because of the gas stoves.
They'll probably go to a state that allows those things.
Right. And it's tough. Now, the other part is the electric cars. Okay. I cannot afford more electricity into my house.
Right.
Okay. But now, the electric cars, how I understand it and hear it from firefighters, volunteers, as well professional firefighters, they don't know how to put an electric car fire out because they don't know what wire to cut to stop the power in the car. And it takes about 4 hours to put an electric car out, they're saying. And you're going to close the throughway of electric car for 4 hours and bind up traffic there, too. There's no training out there for electric cars how to put the fires out.
Interesting
interesting
perspective, Jim. Appreciate the call. 803-0930, *930. Again, just an answer from someone in Albany would be nice. You know, instead it's, and I know I'm repeating myself and someone's going to call it out on the text board and that's fine. But again, it's such, in my opinion, such a cop-out when you say, oh, that's just right-wing talking points. That's just... No, these are real questions. And when you avoid answering the questions, when you avoid giving a clear answer, I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, I do not care. When you don't give a clear answer, when you avoid obvious questions that have been asked by everyone on every media outlet in New York State, it gets frustrating. And people are frustrated. You now have two bans going to effect in the next 12 years. And you really don't have any answers for how you're going to make that sustainable. Again, that's not Joe Beamer talking. That's the experts talking. People who are a lot smarter than me when it comes to this stuff. And if you continue to avoid answering questions, guess what? People are going to get more frustrated. And, you know, guess what? More people are going to leave. I mean, that's it. More people are going to leave. They're going to take their business. They're going to take their job. They're going to take their money. And they're going to go somewhere where, you know, they don't have to fear the state's going to take this away and this away and that away and this away. You know, you can blame the cold weather all you want. That's not why most people leave New York State. Let's go to Joe in East Aurora. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe. Hi. I always enjoy your airtime whenever you're on, and just want you to know that.
Thank you, Joe.
Kathy Hochul failed to realize one thing. I've read that the new stadium might have to have gas, and you might get to have gas to run your backup generator. Well, what makes her think that the gas company can stay in business only serving those two entities? I mean, they maintain all their lines and everything in case the power's out. There would be no gas company. So there would be no gas to run your backup generator or the stadium.
I mean, eventually, right, if you're going to ban the sale of gas-powered appliances and cars, within a decade, you're going to have less and less of those things. You're right, Joe. I mean, what are they going to keep the gas companies for? I mean,
you know, the gas company would go broke. They would only have
they'd move right out of state. They'd move right out of state.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is so terribly thought out that it's just almost hysterical, you know? Yeah. Just a joke.
Like, Joe, and that's why I say, you know, I'm not the smartest person in the world, but I look to 2030. I don't see this possibly going through. We'll see, Joe. I appreciate the call. Opens a line for you, 803-0930, star 930. And again, maybe that's optimistic, Joe, because I said they would never ban plastic bags. And, you know, now you have to pay 5 cents if you forget to carry your bag in. So I've been proven wrong by the state before, and I'm sure I will be again. I hope not, though. Let's go to Craig in the Falls. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Joe. You keep saying the thing that I keep thinking in my mind about politics. You know, that statement about if there was no initials next to it and it didn't say D or R next to it, then majority of the people would be like, no, this is wrong.
Exactly.
You know, you're going to have, you know, with the cars and the trucks, how many big trucks are in New York State that they have to run? How many school buses are they going to have to run on electricity? That grid is not going to be able to handle it. And a couple callers ago mentioned the fact that, you know, yeah, we produce a lot of electricity here in Niagara Falls, but it's going down to New York City. You know, we don't keep that. And the grid won't be able to suck all the electricity that it can for those trucks, those cars, those buses, the houses, all of it to power everything. You know, and then you said something about, you know, like they keep dodging that question. You know, I think of a Teddy Roosevelt statement, you know, the way you want, if you want to anger a Republican, you lie to them. If you want to anger a Democrat, you tell them the truth. You know, these things are truths that people are saying, but you notice the Democrats keep dodging those questions and don't even talk about them.
And you know, the interesting thing is, Craig, is there are Democrats asking these questions, but it seems like the people on that committee and the governor are doing anything they can to just talk around it and not give a clear answer. Except, so you're still in for the ban for 2030? Yes, yes. That was the clear answer. But how we're going to get there seems to be a huge mystery.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to take money for infrastructure and build more grid so that, you know, there's enough electricity going to these places? Don't think so. And then, again, what if another storm of the century happens? You know, back to conversations last week with David and Tom and everything like that. What if the power goes out because all of these lines are above ground? And, oops, okay, well, now nobody can drive to and from work. We can't get those emergency vehicles out to you because there's no electricity to power these vehicles. And all these other things that, you know, that everybody just keeps forgetting, you know, yeah, people do leave because of the cold. I semi-disagree with you on that statement.
That's fine.
But that's not the only reason. All right, they are leaving because of the inability, the lack of answers that they're trying to get from questions. You know, you are like, I have this question. Okay, well, we're going over here. You know,
yeah.
The stadium again. You know, oh, there's going to be no environmental impact, but it's going to be run on gas.
Right.
But my car is going to, and my house is going to. How? That's where it comes down to. How can you say this about something that's going to use a ton of gas to power these things when these cars and things like that are using less gas? These hounds are using way more less gas than what the stadium would use.
Exactly.
You know, and I don't get it sometimes. And, you know, that's one of those big reasons why I'm actually looking to move this out of the state myself, move to a more conservative state personally.
Craig, where are you looking?
We're looking at Texas.
Oh, okay. It seems to be a popular place. You can go see Terry. It's funny. I've been thinking, because my wife said, more because of the weather, which, yeah, again, proves me wrong. But same because the weather, like, this is ridiculous. It's so cold here. I've been looking at Myrtle Beach. Doesn't seem like an awful place to live. But, you know, maybe that's a different topic for a different day.
No, I agree with you. Congratulations. I saw your comment. The next time the Bills play, you'll be a dad. Well, are you going to take the baby to the games with you?
After a certain age, yeah.
All right, man. You have a nice day.
Hey, you too, Craig. Appreciate the call. Craig opens the line for you, 803-0930, star 930. That is true. That was the positive out of yesterday was the next time the Bills take the field, I'll be a dad. So I'm very excited about that, obviously. Thank you, Craig. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Dave. He's in a car. Dave, how you feel about this?
Just to chime on a lot of what other people said, you know, the Kathy Hochul herself was without power. So how could she turn around and do something like she's talking about, you know. And so a lot of your national fuel trucks run on natural gas. So that means national fuel is going to be out of business. They ain't going to need their trucks, I guess. Another thing is, how come this isn't put out for a referendum? Another thing is, so if a lot of these out-of-state truckers come from a state that has fuel and come into New York State but need to get back home, where are they going to fuel up? And it's like she's doing this. She's giving us a long run at this, but it's like the gun law. They just did it overnight, you know, pretty much overnight, and it, we woke up in the morning and all of a sudden our rights are gone. It just seems like this thing is everything they do nowadays. We don't even get a choice on the matter or nothing. What about gambling in New York State? Now they have made already last year close to $1 billion.
Yep.
I haven't seen my taxes go down or nothing yet. I haven't seen the money. Of course, it's going for education, the poor kids. Really? I doubt it very much. There's going to be so many political people involved because we're going to need somebody to take care of this and somebody to take care of that. And there's going to be, again, no money. It's like donating to a charity organization that gives away 95% of the money to the people who are running it, and only 5% goes to the charity.
Yeah, Dave, I'll tell you this. You bring up a good point because people don't want to look too far in the future. But if you ban appliances, if you ban cars, you know, obviously people are going to have to replace appliances or replace cars. In 20, 30 years, where's that demand for gas going to be? Then you have gas stations closing. And to your point, trucker comes in from out of town, someone drives in from out of town in a gas-powered car. Again, people don't want to look 30 years down the road, but that's the reality if this goes into effect. I appreciate the call, Dave. Let's go to Ward in Forestville. Hey, Ward.
Hello. I just wanted to bring up a point. I used to dive under the power plants at Huntley and Dunkirk stations. My brothers worked on a biomass silo out there in Dunkirk. They never did end up putting that into use. So a lot of these NYSERDA things, they don't end up coming to fruition. And that Dunkirk plant was all set to go for natural gas, and they shut that down. And they still haven't even repurposed it yet for whatever they're going to do for it. They just had it in the Dunkirk paper down here. They're still trying to figure that out. So I just thought I'd bring that up for you.
Very interesting, Ward. Now, you say you do what? You dive?
I used to dive for Benchley Crane, cleaning zebra mussels out from under there. We poured concrete underwater, fabricating stuff like that. That's on the side.
Sounds like a fun job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of very interesting.
Hey, Ward, appreciate that insight, Ward. Thank you. Ward in Forestville opens the line for you. 803-0930, star 930. I will go back to what I'm saying, how I started this. I think and this goes for all politicians. I don't care what party you are. This goes for all politicians. If you're going to support something, if you're going to put something into law, be ready to support it. Be ready to back it up. If you don't feel 100% about something, then maybe the legislation needs to take a break. Maybe, you know, Kathy Hochul said something about taking a step back. Well, maybe in Albany, they need to take a step back and realize that the way this is proposed right now probably doesn't make a lot of sense. And it's not set up to work. To every caller's point, it's not set up to work. And, you know, you can bash and say, you know, again, right-wing talking points, conservative media. I don't think that's what I'm doing here. I think literally, again, to my original point, you take the politics out of it, you take the letter away from, you take the politician away from the bill, most people would say they disagree with this. And this cannot support itself. But again, if you support something, you know, there's the old country song. You got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. If you 100% believe this is the right legislation and you believe what the committee said on the recommendation, then support it. Give clear answers. Tell people how you plan on this being supported. Tell people how you expect them to get their garage ready for a 2035 ban on new gas car purchases. Again, be 100% behind it, or maybe take a step back. Your own suggestion. Take a step back and reassess what you're proposing. Or maybe know what you're proposing a little more before putting it into action. All right. We got that out of the way. 803-0930, star 930. When we come back, the final hour. I don't know if you've heard, but two very popular movie theaters are set to close in February. We've already had some other theaters close over the last few years. We're going back to the movies for this final hour. And I want to know from you, what would get you back into a movie theater? Because one of my favorite theaters growing up is about to go out of business. And there is a movie that's going to be there February 10th, 5 days before they close, that my wife and I will be going to. It's getting me back to the theater. What will get you back to the movie theater? 803-0930, star 930. It's Beamer in for Bella Via. News with Puckett, and then back to your calls after this.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.